the problem is too big or too small for natural Ange.
Good morning, Ange.
Good morning.
It's lovely to see you. Yeah. How are you?
Well, you know, running around just sort of getting help where I can give it to people, you know, like as far as this going on here.
Yeah, exactly.
But I thought I would take that angle today, and I'm glad I'm in town this week because I feel as herbalist like right throughout New Zealand, like our association, the NZAMH. You can look up that NZAMH and find a practitioner right throughout New Zealand. There are really good herbalists who are ready to help you, and we're putting out, we just had a meeting last night and we're talking about how best to help people, because I think there's been a lot of information about how to control the contagious side of it. But also the herbal medicine is community medicine, and I want to talk about how we can do it in our gardens and also with tinctures if you need the tinctures.
So this is, as Lillian was sort of saying earlier, about like boosting your immunity and
exactly
just staying on top of your general health.
Yeah, looking after yourself.
Exactly.
You know, a lot of people have, I've seen in the last few days, pretty stressed because, you know, their job's coming to an end and that sort of thing. So firstly, we'll sort of deal with that and try and keep ourselves in parasympathetic nervous system as best we can. We've got to get strategic here. Mm-hmm. And the best way to keep in parasympathetic nervous system, if you start to find yourself catastrophizing and thinking rapidly and worrying, just go into deep breathing. So you breathe in for 5 counts, you breathe out for 5 counts, and then you keep out for another 5 counts. And you keep doing that. Now, this costs you nothing, and you can implement it wherever you are.
Yeah.
The traffic lights even, you know. So you breathe in for 5, out for 5, and keep out for another 5 counts.
And
then start again. And that resets the nervous system from sympathetic dominance to parasympathetic dominance. And just write a list, do child pose, put your feet up the wall, do an online class with your computer.
The breathing thing is one of those things that I feel like you sounds stupid, but you get better at it with practice, right?
Totally.
Yeah. Like, who thought you could be bad at breathing?
I know.
And it is also, it's a good way to just like reset a little bit.
Yeah, it's the reset button.
Yeah.
And then I just came to me in the middle of the night, it's like nasturtium leaves. Now, nasturtium leaves.
I love the idea, Anne. Yeah, so those are the things that wake you up in the middle of the night.
I know.
Nasturtium leaves.
And, you know, at the bottom of Motutara Road in Muriwai, there's a whole bank of them, you know.
Cool.
So you just cut them up and put them through your salad, you know.
Oh,
and
nice.
These have got mustard oils in them, and that will clear the sinuses and the lungs, you know, and it will high in vitamin C, and it'll be great for building the immunity.
They taste good too.
And
oh,
they
I
look
love them.
Cute.
Nice,
like,
and
if you've got a bunch of them all through your salad, people are like, wow.
Yeah.
She's
and it costs
fancy.
You nothing.
Bottling you up in here. Look at that.
And then there's raw garlic, of course. And if you go to my website, Natural Ange, and then go to the recipe tab, you're going to find their wild weed pesto, which you can make with plantain and rocket and spinach and all the herbs in your garden. So you can make that up, you know, for a very low cost. And also we've got Asian slaw dressing, which can go through, you know, like red cabbage or any slaws. You know, the raw garlic's really good in that. The hummus, the guacamole, put it in salad dressings. This raw garlic is like a natural antibiotic. It thins the mucus and it stops a cough. Mm-hmm. So, okay, if everybody has it, then we won't notice the smell, right? But it will be good.
There's worse smells anyway than raw garlic.
Yeah, and then tabbouleh. So, you know, just if you've got heaps of parsley, the darker the vegetable, the more nutrients it is. So if you think, oh, I'm eating well, I'm having a bit of salad, it's like if it's iceberg lettuce, you know, forget about it.
Yeah.
You know?
I do feel like there's something to be said as well for the process of making yourself something that feels nurturing.
Hard out.
Like for your brain,
yeah,
you know?
So true.
Like that's such a nice thing to do for yourself. If you're feeling a bit stressed or you're feeling like you want to look after yourself or the people around you, that's a really nice
and
thing.
Just grow some kale. I've got a really good kale salad on that website. Also, the Instagram, I've got the post about COVID and it's under articles on my website, and I'll be updating that with these recipes of what to do with nasturtium leaves and things, because I'm sort of thinking right now we've got to get kitchen cupboard. But there's a really good post from the virologist and professor of pathology in California, Dr. James Robb, and he talks about all the measures to halt the COVID virus spread. And it's a really good post.
Yeah.
And amongst that, he says zinc lozenges are really good.
Cool.
Now, there's a few coming into the country in about 6 days, so I'm getting all my patients to, you know, who want them. You know, like there's $35 for 100, you know. You put yourself on back order so that you're ready to go for it, you know.
And I feel like stuff like that is something you've always kind of said when you've come in here is good for you anyway.
Yeah.
So it's can't hurt to...
Proven, yeah. Yeah. And then those who are well and want to stay well, you know, we've got the immune boosters. You know, a lot of people have been asking me for those, you know, which has got the ginseng in it, but astragalus, licorice.
Mm.
And then I've got some herbs, you know, should you get sick, there is limation, which is a really good one for antiviral.
Yep.
And it really targets the lungs and the sinuses. And the other things, just to manage the phlegm, really, like expectorants and demulcents.
Mm,
lovely, isn't it?
Yeah. Like,
we've got herbs to address every situation, you know. Yeah.
Someone texted in here saying, raw garlic helps with social distancing too.
Yes.
Which I thought
good
was
point,
a fantastic
good point.
It's win-win, win-win-win. So, you know, this is where, as community medicine, herbs start to speak. You know, herbs are going to have their voice.
They're
going to
have their smell.
You know, and, you know, it's. I'd just like to get that message out there that, you know, what would your grandmother do?
Yeah.
Well, maybe it's great-grandmother now, you know.
Yeah.
You know, because... but there is help. I have a little trawl around my website because I've got the article on the COVID virus and then I've got recipes. So,
awesome.
And I'll update that with when I get back home. I'm going to get onto some of these recipes and
exactly.
Nasturtium leaves and things like that because those mustard oils, even if you've got horseradish or wasabi, you know, that just gives it a good blast. It's heating and drying, you know.
Is that what does that do, the horseradish and
well, they're herbs that are warming and drying. So you don't want cold damp because that's what a cold or a flu is, you see.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Cool. I didn't know that.
Somebody said, Big C, rather, has texted in to say, one of my nana's flu remedies was to smear goose lard and mustard on your chest at night.
Yes, mustard plaster.
Mustard plaster.
A mustard plaster.
warming and drying, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
like
wow.
Mustard, like Dijon mustard.
Yum.
Yeah.
Wow. Let's smear it on your chest.
Yeah. Let's get back into kitchen cupboard remedies, you know.
But do also make sure you do call the health line if you are feeling a bit poorly and get all the right advice as well.
Absolutely.
It's just about being, you know, sensible, looking after yourself. And as you're saying, Ange, breathing is an important part.
Breathing.
Taking care of your
brain. And an early night, you know.
Get some sleep.
And a novel, you know.
Yeah.
Just to take your mind off things, you know. Or I said to someone, you said, maybe even just get out a pack of cards, you know, while we're all sitting around at home. Like, rather than...
Well, Tess and I are going to learn chess now. We're going to be really good at chess. Yep. By the end of this, we're going to be
apparently.
So good at chess.
5 crowns up and down the river.
Yeah, I think that's great.
We've actually got to make it, you know...
look after
turn
our
turn it around. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, look after ourselves. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Ange. It's been lovely to have you in the studio, and I hope you have a good
Likewise.
Couple of weeks.
Yeah. If people do want to get in contact with you for stuff, how do they do that?
Just go naturalange.com, contact us, info@naturalange.co.nz, anything like that. I'll be happy to respond and we can put things in the mail to you or give you advice.
Fantastic.
And we can do Skype calls and WhatsApp calls to those people we've already met. So
brilliant.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
Cool.
Well, thank you, Ange. We'll see you soon.
Okay, lovely.
Bye.
That was Natural Ange. Naturally.
It's